Welcome to the Railway News Roundup, sponsored by CTM, the industry's first integrated competency management and training marketplace. Eurostar has been ordered by the train regulator to make it clear to customers whose trains have been cancelled that they are entitled to a full refund, amid claims it hid this information in an attempt to get customers to take vouchers instead. That's according to an article in The Guardian that writes that the Office of Rail and Road has told Eurostar to properly inform passengers to their right to a full cash refund. A Eurostar spokesman said affected travellers would be sent an email with a link to the company's refund page. Heritage train operators are warning that they may have to import coal from overseas as the last British mines close. An article in the Daily Telegraph says the UK's last pit producing coal for steam trains in South Wales is due to close in 2022, and a bid to open the new mine near Newcastle has just been refused. Environmental campaigners say opening new mines would cause pollution, but the alternative is to import supplies from Russia in the future. The Scottish Government is to provide a further £8 million of emergency funding for Glasgow Subway and Edinburgh Trams in response to the ongoing financial impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. The latest emergency funding brings the total light rail support available up to £21 million. This will now be in place until the end of March 2021. Finally, Delania has delivered a giant teddy bear to a toddler in Scotland on behalf of family who were unable to visit her this festive period. The Scotsman writes that an aunt and uncle of three-year-old Evelyn Barker, who lives in Leeds, bought the young Scot a giant five-foot stuffed toy as a gift for Christmas this year. But due to recent COVID-19 restrictions in place for the UK, they were unable to visit her to deliver the enormous present on the day. After contacting Ella Niafara, the train company gave the teddy bear a first-class ride from Leeds to Scotland. That's it from today's roundup and the last one in 2020. Have a great Christmas, stay safe, and all the best for 2021. And remember, for the latest in rail news, visit railbusinessdaily.com.